This morning, saints. What a beautiful day that he's provided. Eh? I was just thinking we could be a lot of places, you know, on a day like this. Praise the Lord. But there's a desire in your heart to be in the house of the Lord and not miss the opportunity to be in the presence of the Lord this morning. And that's why we come, just to get that closer walk with him, don't we? Let's just bow our heads in prayer at this time and welcome our Lord here. Precious Lord Jesus, Lord, we just come before you this morning, Lord. Lord, with all our faults and our failings, Lord, we just ask forgiveness, Lord, upon our sins, Lord, upon our iniquities, Lord. How short, Lord, we fall of your holiness and your glory, Lord Jesus, Lord, this morning. But through your precious blood, Lord, we can come right into your throne of grace, Lord, this morning. Lord, pleading your blood, Lord, upon us this morning, Lord Jesus, Lord. And we just pray, Lord, that you would come by your holy presence, Lord Jesus, and speak to each heart, Lord, and Lord, anoint our lips, Lord, with praise this morning to worship, Lord, your name, which is worthy, Lord, above every name, Lord Jesus, this morning. Lord, and just I pray a blessing upon the people, Lord, as we come before you, Lord, and those that couldn't be here this morning. May you be their portion as well, Lord, and those that might listen, and pray a blessing upon the service in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. Let's sing number 130, This Is Like Heaven to Me.
Why many people who can't understand why we are so happy and free. Because the world is a pain and this is my heaven to me. Oh, it says I
let's sing I'm Thinking of the Rapture.
I am thinking of the rapture and now blessed for my heart when the beginning like so, and free from sin.
I looked over Jordan, what did I see? Coming forth to carry me home. I looked over Jordan, what did I see? Coming forth to carry me home. A band of angels coming after me. Coming forth to carry me home. Swing, sweet chariot. Coming forth to carry me home. Swing, sweet chariot. Coming forth to carry me home. You get there before I do. Coming forth to carry me home. Going to be any items this morning? Then we'll just sing one more, and then Sister Pauline will bring the item. Let's sing number 195. Behold, what manner of man is this?
Behold, what manner of man is this who stills the raging sea?
Praise the Lord. You may be seated at this time. Thank you, Sister Pauline. Just as she's coming, we'll make this announcement. Next week, there's going to be quite a few people away, including Brother Howard. But my father's coming down, so he'll be preaching in the morning, and there will be a luncheon, but no afternoon service. Okay, so just keep that in mind, and we'll announce it again at this afternoon service. Thank you, Sister Pauline.
When I survey the wondrous cross on which the
the Lord. There's nothing unlike the cross is there. When you just think upon it, set your thoughts upon it and what the Lord has done for you there. There was just a few prayer requests on the internet there, one for a sister in Germany who believed needed healing for her mother, and also a brother John who would like prayer for his marriage. I'd just ask if Brother Lee wouldn't mind coming at this time. And was there any other requests this morning that anybody would like to share, or any unspoken on the hearts of the people that the Lord knows? Thank you, Brother Lee.
You know, I'm just thinking about this, the praying thing. You ever thought about the fact that when you come to talk to the Lord, it's probably because you can't justify or do the thing that you want to do or you need direction and you don't know which way to go, or you have a problem that you can't overcome, is all these very, very difficult things, so often then people call on the Lord. But you know what the Lord wants us to do is to love him in the first place. And we come to him because we love him. And we come to him because he said, come to me, share it with me, and then I will help you. Now, we've got to believe what we pray for. We don't come here just to say a few words. It's not the words. It's the sincerity of our heart that the Lord's picking up. So if there's anything that's in your heart right now that's a nuisance to you and you know it's Satan, kick it out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just get rid of him and then ask the Lord to come on in and settle the need. Even the people on the internet, wherever you are, hold on to Jesus Christ. Don't pray frivolously. Pray with absolute dedication, knowing that the Lord Jesus Christ is God. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, it's a privilege that you ask us to pray. And what praying means is talking to Jesus Christ. And Lord, it's like a father with a little young children. When the young children come up, the father or the mother comes and loves that little one, holds their hand and said, all is well. And even if it isn't, you have the people, the parents have control over that little child. And Lord, in our case, wherever we are, whatever age we are, male or female, we know, Lord, that you know all about us. And we do have needs. Sometimes it pulls us down. Other times we don't know which way to turn. Lord, we give it to you because you've asked for it. So we do that, Lord. Whatever the needs are that anybody has at this time, cause them to know that we're asking Almighty God. And we're so very grateful, Lord. Give us compassion in our heart for others who are really in need that we don't know about it. And while we're praying for them, you doing the work, our own needs are eased or direction comes. We thank you, Lord, for that opportunity. Bless all the people that are joining us on this service. We ask it in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen.
Let's stand and sing number 200. On Jordan's stormy banks I stand. I'm bound for the promised land. Bound. Sing, burn, burn, Holy Spirit, burn in me.
Burn, burn, Holy Spirit, burn in me. Set my heart on fire. Fill me with the Holy Ghost and God's desire. Make me like the Christ the Lord.
Praise the Lord. We'll just have one more. Let's sing number 8 in the Only Believe. As I journey through the land, singing as I go. And then Brother Howard will go.
As I journey through the land, singing as I go. Pointing souls to hell. My Lord leads me on to Him. I
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Howard.
Be in the house of God. Praise Him. Give Him glory. And the God, a wonderful Savior who loves the Lord. Amen. We just thank Him for His goodness to us. And Sister Ingrid, is she here? She's leaving this morning? Oh. I understand. We'll pray for Sister Ingrid. Really sad when she's leaving. She's going to Perth. Really enjoyed her fellowship, and she's going with the sun and flying to Kalgoorlie. If you don't know where that is, it's in the Western Australia area, not far from Perth. But we'll be praying for her. She'll be able to join in on the internet, Sister Maria. So we just praise the Lord for that. Let's just pray now so we don't forget. I hate to forget because I said to her, we would pray, we're going to lay hands upon her this morning. But Lord Jesus, we come to Thee in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We know, Lord, that You're a living God and You're in our hearts and in our minds. And Lord, You're even here this morning. You promised to be with two or three gathered together in My name. There am I in the midst of You. So Lord, we just pray for Sister Ingrid and her son. They fly to Kalgoorlie. Lord, we just pray You'll be with them. They're going a long trip, Lord, through Singapore. We just pray, Lord, that You'll bless them and mightily keep Your hand upon her, Lord. It may be a good reunion with the family there, Lord, and continue to pour out Your Spirit upon them. Lord, we just thank You that we've had the privilege of meeting with our sister in these last few months, Lord. We pray You'll bless them. Bless the ones they're leaving behind too, Lord. We just pray for the Wainui family, Lord, and Brother Kerry and Sister Maria, that You'll bless them, Lord. I'm sure they'll feel the loss of them going away, and may You just continue to bless each one. We thank You for Your love for us, Lord. We just pray, Lord, You'll be with us this morning. Pour Your Spirit out upon us. We want the anointing of the Holy Ghost in the meeting, Lord. We don't want enthusiasm of man. We want it to be of God. We just pray, Lord, that You'll speak to us in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ for Your glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we all got to do what we have to do and go where we have to go. And I want to speak about a thought this morning. Lord, to whom shall we go? Where are you going to go? This has got to be real. This has got to be supernatural. You've got to know where you're going to go. And I just pray the Lord will really bless it this morning. And we appreciate each one of you coming. Some are away. Our team, Tokomaru Bay team, are away this morning. Brother Charlie and Brother Harold and them are gone up there to hold a little meeting. We just pray God will bless them and say unite together, Brother Bill Hughes and the family. Pray it'll be a good outreach and souls will come to Christ. That's the whole purpose of it, for people to find the Lord. So may God bless them too, is our prayer. I wonder if we could stand for the reading of God's word from the book of John, St. John chapter 6. St. John chapter 6, verse 63. It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. Oh. You go to a meeting, go to church, it means nothing to you. But if God quickens it, it becomes everything. You see, that's why we need the Holy Spirit. Otherwise, just words to you. It says, the words that I speak unto you, they are both spirit and life. But there are some of you, Jesus said, speaking to his disciples, that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him. And he said, therefore, He said, therefore said I unto you, that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. Now listen to this. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. That's scary. We've seen a lot of people leave over the years, come and go. And Jesus said unto the 12, will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. What a blessed reading that is. I just want to read one more scripture found in the Old Testament, the book of Ruth, chapter 1. And we'll begin with verse 12. Then just very briefly, Ruth has just left Moabite, the Moabitess people, and going back to the promised land because her husband had died and her two sons had died. And she's left with the two daughter-in-laws and they're coming. But they are both Moabitess ladies. But they have joined with their mother-in-law. And then on the way, this is really an amazing story. I'm going to open up a little bit later on. But on their way, she's thinking, what are these two ladies following me? I've got no sons left that they could marry or something like that. They should go home and get married, find a good man and get married. And she said to them, turn again, my daughters-in-law. Go your way, for I am too old to have a husband. And if I should say, I have a hope, and if I should have a husband also tonight, and should also bear sons, would you tarry for them till they were grown? Would you stay for them from having husbands? Nay, my daughters. For it grieveth me much for your sakes, that the hand of the Lord has gone out against me. And they lifted up their voices and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law. And Ruth clave unto her. And she said, behold, thy sister-in-law's gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God. What a statement. And we've all got to make that statement in our lives. Who are you going to serve? To whom will you go? Where thou diest, I will die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. And when she saw that she was steadfastly minded, oh, I love that. She was steadfastly minded, not a wishbone, to go with her. Then she left speaking unto her. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to thee, Lord, and I just pray that you'll lighten this scripture to our hearts. I just think this is so wonderful, Lord. It blesses me every time I read it, Lord, and I pray that you'd speak to every heart here and those joining with us overseas, wherever they are, whatever country they are in, may they also know, Lord, that you deal with us in very wonderful ways. I pray you'll bless this word. May you receive all the glory and all the praise. We ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. Who loves the Lord?
Amen.
I'm just checking. Make sure you love him. He's just so wonderful. And Yeah, this is a wonderful parallel of what Jesus said to the disciples, you know, what they said to him, actually. They all took off. 70 of his disciples left him. Walked out of Jesus. For 70 that left Christ. And he said to the others, are you going to go too? And Peter, the fire of God in his heart, said, not I. Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou alone hast the words of eternal life. And here we see the same situation. This dear lady, Ruth, there she was, walking back to the, going to the promised land with her mother-in-law. She'd never been there before. But while they were with them, she became a believer in the God of Israel. She really did believe in the God of Israel. And now she said, you want me to go back to my gods? Sorry, I'm coming with you. You know, brother and sister, somebody could say to you in a month's time, are you going to leave the church, or are you going to go do this, or are you going to do that? Well, it's more than leaving the church. It's not that. Are you going to leave the Lord? It's good to hear that, but what about in 3 months' time? It's not you, it's God keeping you. And I just thank God that he wrote this in the scriptures. God put that writing, that conversation that was in the middle of the, on the roadside, God detailed the conversation between Naomi and the daughter-in-laws at the to and fro. You going? No, I'm coming with you, and I'm going to serve your God. And the other one, she says she had a little tear. You know, brother says she cried a little bit. Oh, my mother-in-law, it's going to be bad. She gave her a hug and said goodbye, but she left her God behind and went back to her old gods in her old country. Idol worshippers that sacrificed babies, burnt babies to their gods. You talk about a demon. She went back to that. No turning back, brother and sister. You can be in this world, you come out of it, don't ever go back. Be a sad story if you go back. Don't go back. You stay with the Lord. So we see the question can be asked, what Jesus said. When they asked him, are you going, Lord, where shall we go? Or like Orpah, a little bit of pressure. And she was happy to return back to the old life and the old gods. Now, brothers and sisters, this is not a story. This is a major change in a lady's life. And it can be in your life. It can be in my life. We've got to be so careful to be dead sincere with God. Don't play with God. Be sincere with God. And Ruth, she was a wonderful type of a true believer. Not only a type, she was a believer. She really was. Ruth was a wonderful believer. A Moabitess, brought up to serve idols and gods and those terrible things. But you know what? God had his eye on Ruth. Is any Ruths here? You're a Ruth? Yeah, that's your second name, is it? Oh, it's because that's good. Got his eye on you. Well, I'll tell you what. Through Ruth, the idol worshipper, who became a believer in the God of Israel, came the lineage of Jesus Christ. She came through that line, through all those women. He came. Ruth was a part of the lineage of Jesus Christ. Read Matthew 1. Death through Boaz later on. Now we know Jesus was virgin born, but I'm talking about the body. The tabernacle in which he dwelt came through that line, through David and all the way down. And God had his eye on her. She said, she's mine, she's mine. But it's more than that. God can say, oh, you're mine, but he's got to put back a signal in your heart. He's got to put a witness back into your heart that you belong to God. You don't join God. You don't join church. You become born into the kingdom of God because of predestinated grace. God's sovereign will and good pleasure has He chosen you and called you. Aren't you loving the Lord? You know, brothers and sisters, we could have been out there with the world and everything, doing all that stuff. I want to be with the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So we see there's two types of people, and they start out together, the Ruths and the Orpahs, her sister. And like Ruth and Orpah, they left the gods of the world to go to join the promised land with their mother-in-law. Because their two husbands who had died, they all believed in the God of Israel, but now they had died, and the father had died also, their father-in-law. So just the three ladies left together. They're going back to Israel because it's not much happening there. I think they've had a bit of a famine or something. They're going back, and they're going back to Israel, back to the promised land. And they're both born in the world. These two girls, Orpah and Ruth, born in the world of idol worshippers. And we are no different today. We have been born in the land of idol worshippers. You say, oh we are not idol worshippers. Oh, brother and sister. You'll be surprised how many idols we have. People think an idol has to be a statue, made of stone or something, or wood. No. An idol is anything that comes between you and God. That is an idol. Anything that raises itself up. You'll be surprised how many idols there are. Anything that's more important than Jesus Christ becomes an idol. Anything that becomes between you and God is an idol. That's a pretty amazing statement, isn't it? People think, oh, I have to polish it. No, no. You think about it all day long. It's your everything, your all. Might be a new car. It could become an idol. You know, brothers and sisters, there's many things, and God will show you if there's idols there that grieve Him. More important than being in fellowship with God or in prayer. You know, we should be in fellowship with God and in prayer, and this idol keeps on coming up. I've got to watch telly. I've got to spend time on TV. I've got to look at my phone. I've got to text. And you haven't got time to wait on God. Think about it. That can be an idol. That can take you away from God. I tell you, these things are very serious, and it's getting serious as the days go by. So Jesus' disciples also started out together. With great enthusiasm and zeal, they saw the Lord and healing the sick, and many people coming, and the thousands are gathered to hear Him preach. But as it says in Galatians, we read in Galatians 5:7, you did run well. What did hinder you? Why aren't you running with the Lord now? I've got to ask this question. You do. There's no escape. You love the Lord. You serve the Lord. Now you're not serving Him. Something's happened. You did run well, walking with God. But it says here, what hindered you? A hindrance that you should not obey the truth. These people serve God for a season. They're season worshippers. Some worship God just on a Sunday. But the rest of the week, they go back to what they want to do. But brother and sister, they become season worshippers until something offends them, like the disciples were offended by Jesus, the things He said to them. And Jesus demonstrated with the parable of the sower. I want to read this in Mark 4:17. He talked about the sower going out to sow. The seed fell on certain grounds. Some fell amongst the weeds, some amongst the thistles. And this was an interpretation of one of those sowings. Mark 4:17. But they have no root in themselves, he said. They spring up for a while and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. But afterward, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, that's for the word of God, immediately they become offended. These are seasonal worshippers. They only work in a season. God doesn't want that. If you're a child of God and you're part of the bride of Christ, if he comes tomorrow, you've got to be ready. You've got to be ready to meet the Lord. And that's exactly what happened to Jesus' disciples. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. John 6:66. And Paul also encountered the same thing. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 9. Do thy diligence to come shortly unto me. For Demas, the person that was with him, hath forsaken me, having loved this present world. Demas had an idol, and he left Paul. It's just amazing. It's everywhere. They leave all the time. The Bible tells us of many places that the Orphas and Ruths grow together. In Matthew 13:24, we read, another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. And while men slept, this enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. And when the blades sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares? And he said unto them, the enemy hath done this. The servants said unto him, wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? And he said, no, lest while you gather up the tares, you root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And that's now. We're in the harvest. The coming of the Lord is at hand. I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. So they'll always have the Cain and Abels. They're always together, right from the beginning. The Cain and Abels who murdered Abel. Cain murdered Abel. The Ishmaels and Isaacs. The Esau and Jacobs. The Orphas and Ruths. The Judases and the disciples. Nothing has changed. It's still the same today. Those scenarios exist. You see, it's not he that starts out walking with the Lord. It's he that finishes. God wants finishers, not starters. People say, oh, praise the Lord, we've got 100 converts. Where are they today? In Hebrews 3:14, it says, for we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. God needs endurers, especially in this last day, as we get weaker and weaker and colder towards God. We are becoming an atheist country that are against God. That's the truth. We need to wake up, New Zealand. So where are we going? So Ruth had a steadfast commitment. And every child of God is the same. I cannot put it in you. Your wife cannot put it in you. Or your husband. Or your friends. God has to put that steadfastness in you. And these children of God that are seeking for God, and they're here today, I believe that we've got some right here in the meeting. They'll settle for nothing else but the presence of God in them. Hallelujah. I just want God to be in me, Brother Pessa. That's all that matters. It's not whether I'm a wonderful singer. I said that because I can't. Or whatever I do, I want God to be in me. Amen. So Ruth had tasted of the God of Israel. And she was steadfastly committed. Hallelujah. I believe we've got some Ruths here. She was steadfastly committed. I'm not talking about her being a perfect person. Nothing to do with being a perfect person. But it's having a hunger for God and to walk with Him and to stay under the blood of Jesus. And so we see that she was steadfast and committed. Peter was also steadfastly committed. When he saw the 70 disciples all take off, just a handful left. You think it go and God's in everything, it's a big crowd. Sorry. God can be in big crowds, but that's no sign that He's there. We know that, brothers, just search the Bible, it's everywhere. Jesus wound up not with 12, 11. One amongst them was betrayed Him. I tell you what, these things are getting serious towards the end. You've got to be steadfastly committed to Jesus Christ. Otherwise, you'll drift off with the rest. Go back to your idols. Things that used to hold you, bind you. Oh, I want to go back to that life. Really terrible. It's like Lot's wife. She came out of Sodom. And the angels came down and delivered them. Actually got them out of Sodom. And Sodom was a terrible place. We've got Sodom right here in New Zealand. All those horrible, evil deeds of sexual sins, homosexuality, is from the pit of hell. And the world know it. Doesn't mean they admit it, but they know it. It's wrong. And there she came out of there. She was following the family. The two angels brought them out. And as she came, the angel said, "Don't look back. Don't you look back to where you came from. Don't look back to your idols. Don't look," because Sodom was just a fantasy city. They had everything going for them. Immorality, like you won't believe. Well, that's why they call it sodomy today, because that's where it came from. But you know, maybe she had some little idols back home. Maybe she really loved her prized garden. Maybe she thought, "Well, I've just spent a lot of time on this garden, and I wonder how it's doing. I hope that God doesn't destroy my garden." Or she might have spent a lot of time getting the house looking so pretty. And maybe she belonged to a club. Maybe she had a club of people that used to have a good time and go and have all their barbecues and everything. She sort of knew them, you know. But the angel said, "Don't look back. Don't go back to where you came from," like Orpah. She went back to her idolatry life. And you know what Jesus said? "Remember Lot's wife." That's a warning to us all. "Remember Lot's wife," He said. "Don't go back. Don't look back." Well, she was going quite well on her walk. She was a seasonal walker. She walked with God in season. I tell you what, if I'd met two angels, I tell you what, I'd be clinging on to them like you wouldn't believe. But it doesn't affect some people. They can see an angel means nothing to them, like Balaam. His donkey spoke to him. There's an angel speaking through that donkey to him. And what did he do? Ignored it. You can ignore the voice of God when God's speaking to you. And so we see that when she got out there, she went so far with God. What did hinder her? What did hinder her? The rose garden. I'm just saying this as an example. May not have been that. Or her beautiful home. Or her society. She was a seasonal believer. The Bible says she couldn't help it any longer. She turned around and she looked back to Sodom and she became a pillar of salt. The judgment of God came upon him. Now, brother and sister, it really pays to obey. When God is speaking to you, do what he says to do and you'll be blessed of God. Hallelujah. Who loves the Lord? He's very merciful, wants to help us. But she went back to her pagan gods. And Lot did the same thing. She went back to the old life. No wonder Jesus said, remember Lot's wife. I think it's Billy Graham preached one time. Remember Lot's wife. I tell you what, did they fill those aisles? Because the world needs to hear that again. The world's forgotten the Lord. We're facing a tribulation. We need to be right with God. And so we see here, it's a very dangerous place to be, that in-between thing. In James, the book of James chapter 1 verse 6, it says, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a sea, like a wave of the sea, driven and the wind with the wind and tossed. They're in, they're out. They're after God, they're not so sure. Got too many attractions going on. It's the same old problem. And it goes on to say, for let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. This is the word of God. So Orpah, the most... and most of Jesus' disciples were happy either way. Ah, I'll stay with him, but if he says anything hurts me, I'm leaving. There's people like that. They get offended and they leave. It doesn't matter which church I go to, they say. It does matter what church you go to. You know, brother and sister, I'm not being critical of any churches. God is my witness. But you've got to be led of the Lord. Either you feed on the living, anointed word of God or other gods of men's understanding. These people went back to the old style, back to the old Moabitish idol worshippers. Back to their sacrificing little babies. Can you believe human beings will get a little live baby and sacrifice it to a god? Demons. You just don't realize how powerful evil spirits are. They know how to lure you away. And so we see this. The situation was like that. Most of Jesus... disciples were happy with him, but when things started to say, you know, eat my flesh and drink my blood, that was too much for them. They were gone. And so we see, can we believe that Orpha went right back to her pagan gods? She had not tasted of the living fountain. She went along with her husbands and with her mother-in-law and probably with her father-in-law when he was alive. The God of Israel, yes, oh yes, that's nice. We heard about that. But you see, she never met the God of Israel. You've got to meet God face to face. You've got to have a personal experience. God this morning is a living God. Amen. Who believes that? Yes. He's here this morning, and if we open our heart to him, you can receive him right into you. It's so wonderful. She had never tasted as Ruth had tasted. And she was very laid back about where she worshipped. Oh, whatever happens. Sorry, not a child of God. You're looking for reality. You're looking for the precious, sweet Holy Spirit. You're not just going to church. Oh, we go to this church or that church. It's more than going to this church or that church. They might be fine. I'm saying you've got to get that in your heart. It's not in the church. It's got to be in you. And she's very laid back. Just like a crow. You know, the old crow we spoke about the other day. The crow, when he left the ark, a raven or whatever, a crow, they're all much the same. They all make a funny noise. You ever heard one? Go to Australia and you listen to them. They make a, but you know what? Those birds, they love the grain. They love the sweet, pure grain. But they're just as happy on a rotten kangaroo. There's people that go to church, they love to feel the presence of God. But they're quite happy to be in a dance floor. They feed off both. But a child of God who has the Holy Spirit won't be allowed to do that. It'll pull you out of that. They're just as happy with dead meat as they are with the living grain. And these people rejoice at anything they hear preach. They just rejoice at anything. Hallelujah, praise the Lord, you know. Somebody get up and preach after them the opposite. They rejoice, praise the Lord. They hear the opposite and they just rejoice in that too. That's just how they are. The child of God is looking for the pure, unadulterated Word of God. What God says is what we believe. Who believes this? Amen. This is God's final authority. Hallelujah. The Word says they're tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. And the same with these examples we had. They failed to, you know, when they were with Jesus and he sent them off and they walked off. And Jesus was standing there looking at them as they went. They failed to see that God was standing in their midst. God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. There was Almighty God in flesh and blood. What a wonderful thing. Who believes that? Who loves the Lord? I feel good saying that. Jesus Christ was God manifest in the flesh, redeeming the world unto himself. If you want God, you can only come through him. There's only one mediator between God and man, the Bible says, the man, Christ Jesus. He is our sacrifice. He took our judgment. He died for us. He bled for us. And he wants to redeem you. He means business. He wants to redeem us. Hallelujah. Wonderful Lord. Wonderful Jesus. So God's children will be steadfast and unmovable. It's not their strength, but something's got a hold of them. It wasn't Ruth's strength. It wasn't Ruth's strength. Something got a hold of her on the inside. When God gets inside of you, he holds on to you. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, that's you and I, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. We've got to be steadfast, not tossed to and fro like Orpah. Oh, Mummy, I love you. My mother-in-law, you're a lovely lady. Oh, I'm going to miss you. Ruth was a different character. She said, I'm not. She said, why don't you go back with your Orpah, your sister? Why don't you go back with her? Don't stick around with me. I'm just not a woman. She said, listen here, Naomi. I believe in the God of Israel. And I believe your God. And I'm coming with you. And where you live, I live. Where you die, I die. Where you're buried, I'm going to be buried. And that little lady brought forth the life of Jesus Christ through the lineage of those women right down. Read your Bible. She was chosen. And we've been chosen too. What have we been chosen to do? Bring forth the life of Jesus Christ too. He wants you to bring forth the life. How does he do that? He gets inside of you, gives you the Holy Ghost, and brings forth the life. We don't want to bring forth the church. We want to bring forth Christ. Christ living in me. I love what she says here. I love Ruth 1:16. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee. Please, mother-in-law, please don't persuade me to go back, because I am convinced that your God is God. Who believes God is God? Who believes that Jesus Christ is a living God? He's the Savior of the world. So wonderful. Hallelujah. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee, nor to return from following after thee. For where thou goest, I will go. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God. She wasn't told to say that. She knew the God of Israel was living and living in her, and she was not going to let him go. I'm not going to let him go. You're not going to let him go, are you, Barbara? No. Sister Shirley, he's with you forever. He's with me forever. It's so wonderful, so powerful. It's too late in the day to look back, saints. Just go forward. Don't look back to Sodom. Don't do that. God wants those that are all out for him in this last day. We see such a... The Lord Jesus said, when I return, will I find faith on the earth? Question mark. He knew there'd be very little faith when he comes back here. And we see faith is so weak. Oh, there's lots of churches and lots of pews and stuff. I'm talking about faith. Faith in our hearts that he's always with us. There's a responsibility having partaken of God, as Orpah did. Or as disciples had taken part. You ever thought of what happened to those 70 disciples? Hey, Jesus chose them. Because I felt the presence of God calling me. That's wonderful, but what have you done with it? A lot of people hear the call. Many are called, the Bible says, but few are chosen. And why is that? Because they don't want to go all the way. I want to go all the way with Jesus. I want to go all the way with my Lord. I want to follow him, brother Tom. We're going to the promised land. We're going because Jesus paid the price for our sin. Hallelujah. Just so wonderful. What happened to the children of Israel who went back too? That's a sad story as well. They were going to go to the promised land. We're going to the promised land. We're going to the promised land. They'd been preaching for 430 years. And when the time came for them to cross over, they said, oh, we can't go there. There's giants in the land. Hey, listen, there's always giants in your land. But Jesus Christ has overcome them. He said, be of good courage. I have overcome the world. Who believes he's overcome the world? And if we stay close to him, we will be overcomers. There's lots of things to discourage you. But the Lord Jesus Christ gives you power on the inside. Praise be to God. So we cannot mix the two. We've got to not be double-minded. Oh, I think I love the Lord. Oh, I think I love the world. The world's good, but the Lord's better. No, no. Christ is life. I am the way, the truth, and the life, he said. And when we come to him, it's life and joy and peace in the Holy Ghost. We all need to be filled with the Spirit of God. This is not, our teaching. This is what we believe. No, it's a living supernatural experience when God comes to you. I was praying today in my cabin. There in Matthew's Road, the Holy Spirit came down to the cabin. I really felt the Spirit of God move on me. And he said he's going to be here today. And you need to reach out to him and touch him. Brother and sister, God is here today and I believe him and I trust him. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. Commit thy way unto the Lord and he shall direct thy paths. So, Lord, to whom shall we go? Was the question. That's the cry of every true child of God. A deep calling to the deep. It's supernatural call. God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. You can't learn about God. He comes into you. And you're born again and you're made a new creature in him. That's what we want. Don't be distracted. Don't get taken away with other things. Go all the way with God's despised few. It's always been a few. It always has been. So, where else can the child of God go? I tell you, I have one desire, Brother Keith, is to be with him. I can tell you believe that. God will honor your hunger, brother. We have to be born from above. We do not belong here. We're just pilgrims passing through. This is not my home. I'm seeking a city whose builder and maker is God. Hallelujah. Don't you love the Lord that he has made it possible for you to be saved and to be made clean? You can't be good enough for heaven. There's no one here can be good enough for heaven, but Jesus Christ can make you clean when you believe on his work at Calvary and accept the shed blood of the Lord Jesus. You can be made perfect. Hallelujah. This is great, really wonderful to think about this. So to whom shall we go? There's only one place, not to this church. Nope. To Christ alone. There's only one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. And you've got to meet that Galilean. You've got to meet him in a supernatural way. I love him. He's wonderful. Let's say praise the Lord. We need to give him glory. He loves to hear from you. There's only one place we can go. We only have one focus. And that is Christ Jesus and him alone. As much as we appreciate people, they must never be our focus. Think on that. As much as we love people, they cannot be our focus. The minute we get our eyes on people, we take them off Christ. Because if you look at people, and there's some really good people, even here today, they've all got faults. I've got faults. You've got faults. You start looking to people, the devil will show you all their mistakes. But there's one that hasn't any mistakes. And it's our Lord and Savior. He's perfect. The born, sinless Son of God. So whether it be good or whether it be bad, we don't take our eyes off the Lord. If you look to people for an example, God will cause them to fail in your eyes. Christ is our example. I've learned that all these years, that he is an example. I used to look at preachers, why are they like that? And then he just said, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full into his wonderful face. We all have mistakes, every one of us. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible says so. But if we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved in all thy house. You believe God to bring you through and bring us all through. I love this scripture in Psalm 91, verse 7. 1,000 shall fall at thy right side, 10,000 at, sorry, 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. You'll see it, but you won't be a part of it. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Hallelujah. Who wants to get closer to God? I tell you, there's a hunger in my heart this morning. I want more of Him. I want a greater unction. I want a greater anointing of His sweet, humble spirit. I just want Him to take a hold of me and do with me as whatever He wants to do. Do you feel that way about yourself? Praise be to God. We are kept by the power of God. I have quoted that just about every day. We are kept by the power of God. You're only going to be there because of His love and mercy and grace to you. The only way is to be in the presence of God. And when you feel that lacking, don't look around at others. Look at Christ. Oh, brother, if he could come and pray for me. Well, that's good too. We should pray for one another. But it's what about you getting on your knees and praying to God yourself? Saying, Lord, I want the truth of this. Lord, I just don't want to be religious. There's lots of religious people. But I want to be in love with you. I want to walk close to thee. Praise be to God. They flee into their prayer room. Hey, have you got a prayer room? One, two, three, four. Five prayer rooms. We could probably arrange to get one built for you somewhere. But it's actually got to be in your heart to seek the face of God. Some of the best prayer rooms is on your bed. The night watches to dwell upon the Lord and think about Him. That is the only solution in this troubled world. Is to make Him our hiding place. As it says in Psalm 119, 114, it says this. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Isn't that beautiful? Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. There's a rock that's higher than your sins. There's a rock that's higher than your failures. And that's Christ Jesus. And He's coming soon to receive those that love Him. And to walk with Him. I want to be a part of that resurrection. I want to be a part of that rapture. It could come at any moment. I want to be ready to go. Amen. Who wants to be ready to go? Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Shall we just stand for prayer? Lord, to whom shall we go? This is a sermon. Thou alone hast the words of eternal life. God bless Brother Peter. For saying those wonderful words. But that came by revelation. God showed Peter who he was. Hallelujah. Let's just pray. Lord Jesus, we come to thee this morning. We thank you, Lord, that we can come to you. We're not coming to the preacher. We're not coming to the church or to our priest or whoever. Lord, we're coming to thee. You are the one that we want. You are the living Christ. Oh, hallelujah. How we love thee, Lord. How we praise thee. How mighty thou art. How merciful God is to those that trust in him and love him. Lord, I just pray you'll bless every saint of God here and those listening afar. Lord, help us all to draw nigh unto thee. We commit this word to thee. We pray, Lord, that it'll go into good ground. And Lord, that will bring forth the fruit and life of Jesus Christ in every person. We ask it for your glory. Amen. This is a beautiful song. Close to thee. You know, Brother Peter, I was only thinking about that today. I just knew that song. I just couldn't pick up the words of it. But thank you for playing it. Thou my end.
everlasting portion, more than friend or life to me. All along my pilgrim journey, Savior, let me walk with thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, all I long. Sister, before we sing the next verse, I just want to say that God is here this morning. I can't prove that to you. You've got to see it yourself. But if God is speaking to your heart that you want to walk close to Him, I'm giving you the opportunity to come to this altar. We'll pray with you. Just a little prayer. Look, God will grant you the desire of your heart to get close to Him. Because these are hard times. It's going to get harder. This is the time. If God is speaking to you, to whom shall we go? You can't come to me. You can't come to the church, but you can come to Christ. If God is speaking to your heart, why don't you take that opportunity? Just come down here and we'll pray with you. That God will give you such an infilling of His Spirit that you'll know Him from the inside out. Not of ease or worldly pleasure, nor afraid my bread shall be, and we will I toil and suffer, only let me walk. Sing it from your heart, brother and sister. Close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee.
If we love somebody, and we certainly love God, when you love somebody, you want to be with them. And that's what we need to do with the Lord. You love Him, you know it's true, just come close to Him. And He makes life worth living. Let's sing number 225, Let Me Walk. blessed Lord, in the way thou hast gone. And come forward if you would like prayer. Let me walk, blessed Lord, in the way thou hast gone, leading straight to the land above, giving cheer everywhere to the sad and the Lord. Fill my way. Praise God. You know, if you go around loving other people, you know that you're in the right place, because if God loves you, you'll love other people. It's just Him. That's what He does for us. Just let up our heads and thank the Lord for the lunch we're about to have. Lord, we're so glad that you're here. We're so glad, Lord, that you made a way, that you died on the cross of Calvary to take my sin and iniquity away, never to be remembered again. We love you, Lord. Help us to love other people. Bless the people that joined us on the internet, wherever they are. Uplift them, Lord, in their step. May they love their families and people and associated people. Just bless them, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the luncheon we're about to have and the fellowship. Bless it to us, the both of them, Lord. And then, Lord, bless us for the afternoon meeting, 1 p.m. here, Lord. May we be encouraged along the way. We ask these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. And amen. May the Lord bless you as you go on your way.